What time is it? Do you have it?
I haven't any idea.
Oh, I have one.
I'll try to guess. Possibly 3 o'clock. What do you think?
I don't know.
I got 3:20.
3:20. Okay. Maybe I'll take.
I know.
Yeah,
I have time. If you want another session, you're more than welcome. I'm happy to be with you.
Let me just go through this page, and I think I will come back.
You're very welcome.
Okay, what is this called right here?
Your forehead.
And this is my left ear, this is my...
Right ear.
And this, if I let my whiskers grow, I'd have a...
A beard.
And this is my...
My mouth.
Yeah. And one of these is a
tooth.
And more than one are
teeth.
And up above the teeth,
the gums.
And this part of my hand?
The palm.
And these are making two?
Fists.
And this is my?
Chest.
And you might call it an elbow.
Elbow.
Or else elbow, knees, and wrists are your pains in your what? In your... You have aches in your what?
My elbow, or my muscles.
Yeah, but it's right at the elbow. You might sort of call it the elbow.
In my arms?
No, you might call it something else.
In my forearm?
No, just where the arm comes together, you know, for instance, here.
Oh, in my joints?
Yeah. And these are my...
Shoulders.
And someone who gets around a lot, you might say, she's really what? She's quite...
Well, of course, the slang expression is quite a rounder.
They get, you know...
She's a...
Not so much that, it's just very...
She's a very active person.
Yeah.
She's very active. A very active person.
Do you ever use the word spry or peppy?
Yeah, but that I wouldn't apply that to a person who's very active. A person may not be very active, but there's... Peppy, full of pep and lively.
Okay.
Yeah, I've often used the words peppy and spry.
Okay. And how about if someone came in here, a moving man walked in here and picked up that whole television set and walked out with it? You'd say, my, he certainly is what?
He's a strong fellow.
Okay. What does stout mean to you?
Well, it means,
Does it mean strong, or does it mean...
No, I would say it means a fullness of the body.
Okay.
Person may be even weak and still be stout.
Does it mean more...
It doesn't refer to strength at all to be stout.
Overweight.
Could be overweight. Stout may be... larger than normal.
Okay. Someone is frightened. You say that person is what?
Scared.
Or that's good.
Alarmed or scared? Alarmed is correct, but I'd say that party is scared.
Okay. And you say it's strange. She's scared now. She previously didn't.
She didn't notice this thing.
Before she wasn't scared though.
She didn't frighten easily.
Before, see, and so you
she didn't frighten easily before.
Would you say she didn't used to be afraid? Might you say that?
She didn't used to be. I wouldn't say she didn't used to. I would have said she never used to be afraid. I wouldn't say she didn't used to. No, that to me would be incorrect. Uh-huh. Wouldn't be good grammar. She never was afraid.
If a person isn't careful, a person is probably
is careless.